Hello and welcome to the Field Talk podcast from the Linder Farm Network, the voice of Minnesota agriculture. I'm your host, Dan Lemke. Precision agriculture is woven into just about every aspect of crop production, and the role of precision ag is likely to only get larger as farmers seek increased productivity and sustainability. 30 years ago, the University of Minnesota opened the nation's first Center for Precision Agriculture. Center Director Eugene Miao joins this Field Talk podcast.
You know, this center was established in 1995. You know, that's very early. That's the first precision agriculture center in the world, actually. Precision agriculture as a discipline or an area is still quite new. So the center, you know, you need a center to focus on this subject, to do research. But the center mainly want to bring the results of research to farmers' fields. In order to do this, we need to train students. We also need to work with farmers to help them to adopt the technologies. So the center wants to promote research, education, and also extension to promote the adoption of precision agriculture by farmers.
Having had the center for 30 years, there's been a lot of technology changes, a lot of production practice changes. I guess, how has precision agriculture as a whole changed in those 30 years?
Yeah, like in the 1990s, many technologies were not very suitable for precision agriculture. But after the 30 years, great progresses have been made in almost every area of precision agriculture, especially, you know, like engineering technologies have made great improvements. Now you can verberate almost all the inputs. And also remote sensing technologies have improved greatly. Now you have UAV, you know, not only proximal sensors, but you have UAVs. UAVs, you know, can have very high resolution images, and you can identify a lot of like seeding reads, and, you know, identify the disease problem, nutrients problem, weed problem. You know, you can do very accurate diagnosis of the crop growth problems. And also the satellite remote sensing has improved significantly as well. You know, in the past, the spatial resolution was not high, and also most importantly, temporal resolution. That means how often the satellites will collect image over your fields. In the past, maybe, you know, like half a month or 10 days. Now we have satellites that can collect images across the fields every day. And also the spatial resolution, you know, satellites even in a few meters, and even in some meters, in 1 or 2 meters, something like that. And so all these technologies have made precision agriculture easy to implement under on-farm conditions. What's most importantly is the development of AI, you know, artificial intelligence. Precision agriculture, you have a lot of data. You know, how to analyze the data is a big challenge. Actually, many farmers have a lot of data, but they are not really using the data because the traditional methods to analyze the data are just not enough and very difficult to analyze this big data. So with artificial intelligence, we can get more insights from the data, and that information can be used to improve agricultural management decisions.
Do you see that the advent and the growth of the AI and the machine thinking, machine learning type of things, is that likely to step up the effectiveness as well as the adoption of precision technologies even more than you've seen previously?
Yes, I think so. Because in the past, you know, the people mainly focus on components of the precision agriculture, like precision management of water, precision management of nitrogen, precision management of weed or things like that. But agricultural systems are very complicated. So right now with AI, it's possible to develop more integrated precision agricultural management systems to integrate all these components together. And I think then you will see more benefits of precision agriculture. If you only focus on one component of the system and without, you know, optimizing other aspects, so the benefit is not very obvious. So I think in the future, AI will help us to develop more integrated precision crop management or agriculture management systems, and we can see more benefits of precision agriculture in terms of yield, in terms of economic returns, in terms of resource use efficiency, in terms of pollution reduction. So then more farmers will adopt it. Because if it's not very profitable and the benefits are not very obvious, why they adopt them, right?
We've seen, again, the center itself has been operating for 30 years. Have you seen more and more farmers accepting, you know, some form of precision agriculture as necessary and part of their standard management practices?
Yes. You know, like precision agriculture include many different technologies. Right now, many farmers are using, you know, like kind of a grid sampling, or, you know, they not just, in the past, people just collect a few samples across the field and use the average, right, to represent the whole field nutrient situations. But now many farmers are using, you know, collect more samples and with GPS locations. So they use that to improve their management. Many farmers are using grid sampling to optimize their PK management and yield monitors. Everyone is using yield monitors, you know, to have yield maps. And many farmers are using management zones, you know, delineate the fields into zones. And the different zones may receive different seeding rates or different nutrient application rates. Yeah, and more farmers are adopting some form of precision agriculture technologies and auto steering, you know, and variable seeding, soil sensing. But as I said, you know, just components. In the future, we need to do more integrated, to develop more integrated systems to help them to adopt. And also, they need service providers. This is a big need, you know. We developed technology, but sometimes if they want to use this, who can support them, right? The universities, they don't have the service providing capability, you know, and then you need to work with companies to try to provide the service. And also right now we are doing more and more on-farm research, on-farm trials, just work together with farmers and use their whole field for some trials, for, you know, to test some technologies, you know, scientifically. And we worked together with them to design the trials based on their interest. And then they use their daily equipment to collect the data. And we analyze the data, show the benefit of the technology. And this way, you know, it's very natural for them to just continue to use the technology if they feel, yeah, this technology, you know, work pretty well in their fields.
And I understand you have a conference coming up here in a few weeks. So tell me a little bit about what that all involves and who you're hoping will attend and participate.
The center, you know, used to organize international conference on precision agriculture, you know, and the first seven international conferences were all in Minnesota, but later it became international, right? It was rotated in different states and will be in different countries. So not many people in Minnesota will be able to attend those conferences. So we feel it's very important for our state to have a state-level conference to focus on precision agriculture, to bring researchers, students, extension people, industry, crop consultants, farmers, and also the government officials or researchers, and you know, to come together and to share their research progresses, and also for farmers to share their challenges and their needs. And also policymakers will also try to make some new policies to support the development and adoption of precision agriculture. So the Minnesota Conference of Precision Agriculture has this purpose, to bring different stakeholders together to collaborate and to promote, to further promote the development and adoption of precision agriculture in Minnesota.
Thanks for joining us. Find other podcasts at linderfarmnetwork.com and on Apple and Spotify. And tune into your local LFN affiliate for the latest in farm news and market information daily from the Linder Farm Network.